I just did my turn.
I got a poem by Alex Gray. A really, really beautiful, beautiful minded human I've never met, but I mean, I think a lot of us have met.
I've met him.
Yeah. Alex Gray the painter.
Alex Gray the painter. And Alex Gray the liver. This is a writing called Let Love Draw the Line. Drawing the line, the boundary line between this form and that is what the mind does. Our minds are artists, always drawing lines. Making decisions, differentiating one thing from another, calling it something. This is the way we know. This is how we think. We define by drawing the line. And by drawing the line, the artist inside is making a work of art. A magnificent illusion of distinct and various forms nicely separated by boundary lines. But is this picture of reality drawn by the mind a picture of truth? Because when we draw the line, we can't help but notice differences. We separate. We oppose. We dramatize. We exaggerate. We add colors. We make it beautiful. We make it ugly. We separate. We oppose when we draw boundary lines. Let us return to the blank page again, prior to all the lines. The uncreated blankness could be the ultimate ground. Indeed, prior to all the lines, the stainless ground, the infinite vastness is perfect just as it is. Yet how can we know it? How can we see it? How can we shape it? The soul interjects. That's how we do that, by the way. That's the answer to that question. The soul interjects itself as the bounding line or the bonding line between the vastness of the ground and the limits of the body. The soul is the aura, welding figure to ground. The ground is boundless. The skin surrounds and binds to the ground, the holy ground that knows no bounds. How can be the ground that knows no bounds be bound with skin surround? Behold. Just behold. To speechlessly and artlessly behold the infinite one, the inseparable ground from whence all forms are drawn, dissolves the tyranny of separation, the war of opposites caused by drawing lines. Recognize the still, serene hub of the turning cosmos as the deathless light of love in your own heart. The lines this light draws include everything, creating patterns with connect. The lines it draws weaves the world together and always arises from the boundless ground. All beings and things are radiance, interweaving, seamlessly welded to the boundless ground between our fears of failure and our ultimate potential. We are called to action. A line must be drawn. Commit to realization and experimentation. Stay centered in the uncreated source of creation. Leave the critics behind and let love draw the lines.